Siavash Duska is the Director of Youth Affairs Network Queensland. Siavash, welcome to breakfast.
Good morning, Alison.
This footage of a youth being held face down by no less than five adults is quite shocking. It seems to back up the allegations of physical and verbal abuse inside the juvenile centre. But would this footage have come as any surprise to people who know Cleveland?
Not whatsoever. Unfortunately, this is not a one-off incident. This is quite regularly done, and not just in the Cleveland Youth Detention Centre, but in the other youth detention centre in Brisbane as well.
So you're saying it's quite systemic. It's not an extreme one-off case. It's typical of how youth detention is run in Queensland.
Absolutely. There are three forms of restraining: physical, mechanical, as well as chemical restraining, which is quite commonplace use in Queensland.
Okay, and the state government is saying that it has investigated numerous allegations over a number of years. It's moved to address problems. Is it doing enough, or do you think it is just trying to shove the problem under the carpet?
Unfortunately, it's the latter. This is really not a time for the Attorney General to protect her department and the operations of Queensland Youth Detention Centres. It's not a time for the Premier to also stay silent on this issue. We need her to come out and speak about this. It's not time for the Labor MPs to hide from the responsibility to protect these children. And it's not a time for LNP, the opposition, to play politics. We need change. These are our children that are put into harm's way in the care of the state. And to do so, we need an independent, and as we've said, we would like to see actually the Royal Commission. And the reason for why we want the Royal Commission is that we need the staff to have not only the safety to come out and speak up, but actually legally made to do so. We've already seen two staff members from the Cleveland Youth Detention Center in recent times speaking out about these issues, both of them being sacked. Now, this is just an example. We want to make sure that these staff are safe to tell the truth to the public, and not only, as I said, for them to feel safe, but legally made responsible so they can't actually go on the stand and make things up. This is not about time to actually put aside all of the politics and protect the children.
But the counter-argument to that is some of these youths are on occasion extremely violent. Is there any justification at all, any situations where excessive force could be warranted?
Absolutely not. Our members, I have 400, our organization has 470 members across Queensland. We work day and night with these young people, and we work with them in the community. We work with them where we take them out bush, all of those sort of things. There are better ways to dealing with these young people. There are some staff in the youth detention center that do that. They make relationship, they respect these young people, and in return, they will also be respected. But unfortunately, we have many people in the youth detention center, which are, I guess, it's issues of racism, it's issues of violence.
Siavash, I'm going to pull you up on that. An issue of racism, is that because 64% of the children held in juvenile detention are Indigenous? Do you think they are being directly targeted? Are they treated differently from white kids who are being held in juvenile detention?
Well, to start with, Alison, why are we having that number? Why 65% of the young people in detention, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, where for that population group, they're less than 6% in the broader public? So there is an issue from our policing in the street, the way we target Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people, the way the judiciary deals with them, and then the racism and violence that's a legacy of the colonial past that still permeates through our society, and that obviously gets exaggerated in the youth detention. And here's the result of it, that these Aboriginal kids being brutalised in youth detention centre.
Queensland has long had a practice of hiring former soldiers to work in youth detention centres. Are they the right people to be doing this type of work?
Absolutely not. Again, like, these young people are already damaged. These young people are neglected already. These youth detention centres are supposed to be a place for rehabilitation, as a place to actually put young people in care of people who actually do love children, do actually respect children, not ex-soldiers or security officers that exaggerate the problem.
Do you accept the Attorney General's assurance that this practice is being phased out in Queensland?
Well, no, it's all gimmicks. Calling security officers or detention officers youth workers doesn't turn them into youth workers. It's a problem. We need to actually look at the culture. Alison, we have 85% of these children in the youth detention centre are on remand. Yeah. Which means they actually haven't been sentenced. We can change this issue by actually releasing 85% and the resources, which is hundreds of thousands of dollars it costs to keep each one of those young people in youth detention center.
Okay.
So for each one of them, you can run an entire youth service. If you free that number of 85% of them in the care of community, then a handful of young people that need more intense care can be actually properly looked after in those places.